consume more, we simply receive more. But if we attempt to hoard it, we'll experience shortages ourselves, along with the failures of having even a wisp of understanding. The Tao and its inexhaustible powers paradoxically disappear when we attempt to exclude anyone from its unprejudiced nature. The varied forms of life are illusory, as far as the Tao is concerned, so no one is special or better than anyone else. This sentiment is echoed in the Christian scriptures, quote, God sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous, Matthew 5:45, unquote. Practicing impartiality is a way to incorporate this fifth verse of the Tao Te Ching into your life and to practice its wisdom in today's world. To that end, this is what I believe Lao Tzu was trying to impart to us from his 2,500-year-old vantage point. First, stay in harmony with the impartial essence of the Tao in all of your thoughts and all of your behaviors. When you have a thought that excludes others, you've elected to see yourself as special and therefore deserving of exceptional favor from your source of being. The moment you've promoted yourself to this category, you've elevated your self-importance above those whom you've decided are less deserving. Thinking this way will cause you to lose the all-encompassing power of the Tao. Organizations, including religious groups, that designate some members as favored aren't centered in the Tao. No matter how much they attempt to convince themselves and others of their spiritual connection, the act of exclusion and partiality eliminates their functioning from their true self. In other words, if a thought or behavior divides us, it's not of God. If it unites us, it is of God. Stay centered on this Tao that resides within you, Lao Tzu advises, and you'll never have a thought that isn't in harmony with spirit. And secondly, offer your treasures to everyone. This is what the Tao is doing at every moment, offering to all the entire spectrum of creation. Think of this as a simple three-step process. 1. Eliminate as many judgments of others in your thoughts as possible. The simplest, most natural way to accomplish this is to see yourself in everyone. Remember that you and those you judge share one thing in common, the Tao. So rather than viewing appearances, which are really nothing more than straw dogs, see the unfolding of the Tao in those you encounter, and your criticisms and labels will dissolve. And 2, remove the word special from your vocabulary when you refer to yourself or others. If anyone is special, then we all are. And if we're all exceptional, then we don't need a word like that to define us, since it clearly implies that some are more favored than others. And 3, finally, implement the third step of this process by extending generosity through living the Tao impartially and connecting with the inner space of being the Tao. In this space, you'll be able to be unbiased about your possessions, recognizing that they're not exclusively yours, but are rather a part of the entirety. By unconditionally sharing and giving, you'll thrill at the experience of living the Tao and being unprejudiced. The Tao is your truth. It resides within you. Quietly be in the peace and joy of connecting with the inexhaustible Tao. Do the Tao now. As many times as possible today, decide to approach interactions or situations involving other people with a completely fair mindset, which you allow and trust to guide your responses. Do this as often as you can for an entire day with individuals, groups, friends, family members, or strangers. Create a short sentence that you silently repeat to continuously remind yourself that you're approaching this situation with an unbiased attitude, such as, guide me right now, Tao, Holy Spirit, guide me now, or Holy Spirit, help us now. Keeping this brief sentence on a loop in your mind will prevent judgment from habitually surfacing. But even more appealing is the feeling of relaxation and openness to whatever wants to happen in those moments of impartiality. Sixth verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, the spirit that never dies is called the mysterious feminine. Although she becomes the whole universe, her immaculate purity is never lost. Although she assumes countless forms, her true identity remains intact. The gateway to the mysterious female is called the root of creation. Listen to her voice. Hear it echo through creation. Without fail, she reveals her presence. Without fail, she brings us to our own perfection. Although it is invisible, it endures. It will never end. Unquote. Living creatively. In this sixth verse, Lao Tzu refers to an eternal and indescribable force of creation that continuously gives birth to new life. He tells us that this mysterious female energy continually reveals itself in perfection, and he invites us to an awareness of that voice of creation echoing throughout life in a myriad of ways. Living creatively is how I describe existing with a conscious awareness of the presence of this feminine principle. This mysterious female is always birthing, and the Tao Te Ching speaks of the gateway to her as the root of creation. It's telling us that we have the ability to tap into this unlimited field and co-create, or as I've said, live creatively through the Tao. The never-dying formative energy is both our heritage and our destiny, functioning whether we're conscious of it or not. What awareness accomplishes through practicing the Tao is to let us participate in the process, which in turn leads us toward the wholeness that is our ultimate earthbound task. Although his writings are almost 3,000 years old, Lao Tzu is offering 21st century advice here with a message that's as timeless and never-ending as the Tao itself. Words may change, but be assured that the feminine energy can and will bring you to your own perfection. If you choose to be aware of the inherent creativity that resonates deep within you, where the invisible Tao sings the loudest, you'll assist the birthing of new ideas, new accomplishments, new projects, and new ways of understanding your life. In Deng Ming Dao's 365 Tao Daily Meditations, the divine feminine energy is equated with the sound of birds soaring and gliding over a vast landscape. Quote, "You can feel this in your life. Events will take on a perfect momentum, a glorious cadence. You can feel it in your body. The energy will rise up in you in a thrilling crescendo, setting your very nerves aglow. You can feel it in your spirit. You will enter a state of such perfect grace that you will resound over the landscape of reality like an ephemeral bird song. When Tao comes to you in this way, ride it for all that you are worth. Don't interfere. Don't stop. Don't try to direct it. Let it flow and follow it as long as the song lasts. Follow. Just follow." End quote. Here are some thoughts for living creatively. First, know that you are a divine creation birthed not by your parents, but by the great spiritual divine mother, the Tao. When you're in touch with the energy of your origin, you offer the world your authentic intelligence and talents and behaviors. You're co-creating with the you that originated in the Tao and the very measure of your essence. The Tao is not confused about what to create and how to go about it, as this is your legacy from the mystery.